Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. An invasive species of spider is making itself comfortable in parts of the southern United States. But don't let the Joro spider give you the creepy crawlies just yet. Between its golden webs and its Tarzan-esque silk-swinging tactics to track down a mate, this arachnid is a fascinating and, as far as we know, harmless addition to the ecosystem. Or unless you happen to be a stink bug. The Joro spider is native to East Asia. In Japan and South Korea, its common names translate to things like entangling or binding bride and fortune teller spider, which reflect the beauty and intrigue of this orb weaver. The males are smaller and pretty drab, but the females feature yellow and bluish-green bands across the body, orangish bands on the spanning legs, and a bright red underbelly. This spider can't actually tell your fortune, but she can weave a beautiful basket-shaped web that reflects gold in the sunlight. Along with electronics and bananas, exotic plants and critters like the Joro spider are known to hitchhike on America-bound commodities, especially in shipping containers. Now the Joro exists in 25 counties in Georgia and parts of South Carolina. In some cases, homeowners have hundreds around their homes. They prefer to make their webs high in trees and have been found in forests, urban woods, porch lights, wooden decks, bushes, tall weeds, and even on the vinyl siding of homes. Their ability to adapt to natural habitats and food sources in Georgia and South Carolina has allowed their numbers to swell. However, it's only a matter of time before predators catch up with the new resident. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Paul Guillebeau, a professor of entomology at the University of Georgia. He said, "I think the spiders have spread so quickly here because predators, parasites, and diseases have not caught up with them yet. If there is a new large food resource, like the booming spider population, something will ultimately take advantage." So, in other words, it's just a matter of time before birds or parasitic wasps figure out there's a new meal in town. Joro spiders tend to build webs close to each other, which helps the mating process since males don't make their own webs, a function that's left to the females. To mate, males must pursue females, albeit carefully. They may use a gossamer and float on a breeze from tree to tree until a female is within sight, or until they spot a less male-occupied web. It's kind of cute to think of this spider as a little Tarzan swinging from tree to tree to find his Jane, but that's where the romanticism ends. If a male spider isn't careful, he may become dinner instead. Guillebeau said, "The male will make a little web and deposit sperm there, and then suck up the sperm in structures near the mouth. Then the male tries to find a receptive female. The males are almost always smaller, so it's tricky business to make your move without being eaten." Guillebeau says he's seen males around his house wait until a female is busy eating an insect before he approaches, which may be safer. Though the Joro spider was first spotted in Georgia in 2013, it's still too early to understand its big-picture impact on the environment. So far, however, they seem to be thriving on a diet of stink bugs and other flying insects, which is actually appreciated by farmers whose crops can suffer from stink bug infestations. As orb weavers, they will naturally compete with other orb weavers for prey. But since they often weave their webs higher than other spiders, they may be catching different kinds of prey. Joro spiders are venomous, like all spiders, but they aren't dangerous to you or your pets and will only bite if they're scared enough to do so. Guillebeau said, "Even if you walk into a Joro web, it will try to escape rather than attack you. If you catch a Joro in your hand, it may bite you out of fear. If I were caught by a giant, I'd probably bite." If you do get bitten, you may be a bit uncomfortable, but it's not as bad as a brown recluse or black widow. So, what should you do if you see one? You may be tempted to kill it, but instead try being more curious, Guillebeau suggests. He said, "Have a look at it every couple of days. Show your children. They're fascinating to watch. Toss an insect into the web if you want to see them in action. And don't kill spiders or anything else for no good reason. We're all playing our role in the ecosystem." Today's episode is based on the article, "The Invasive Fortune Teller Joro Spider is Getting Cozy in the U.S. on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Allison Troutner. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.